The tale of Robin Hood is one of the most adapted stories on film and television over the last century. Some of the best-known actors of all time have played the role. Think Errol Flynn, Sean Connery, John Cleese, Kevin Costner, and Russell Crowe. But while the story has been told in a few different ways, it's never been told in the Australian outback until tonight on SBS, when Indigenous teenager actor Padria Jackson debuts as a 14-year-old Alice Springs hoodlum named Robbie Hood.
I'm Robbie, I'm 13, and I'm a thief. Little Johnny's always hungry. He's the tallest person in the Shire. We reckon it's because he grew up on 2-minute noodles. All them chicken hormones. Meanwhile, Georgia Blue is banned from every sport in town. She shows us how to be a man. Like Mum always said, things come better in three.
Michael Bodie is RN Breakfast TV reviewer. Robbie Hood is his pick of the week this week. Good morning to you.
G'day, Hamish.
It's not a big show. It's just 6 10-minute episodes, but you have fallen in love.
I did. It was a bit of a surprise. I was thinking, I'll have a look at a few of these little short form online streaming shows. And this one jumped out, and it was, we won't talk about some of the others because in the short form, there's a lot of hit and miss stuff. But this is really lovely, and it's on SBS Viceland tonight. It comes from, set in Alice Springs, and it sort of comes from Alice Springs royalty. So the director and co-writer is Dylan River, who's the son of Warwick Thornton, the director of Samson and Delilah and Sweet Country, and therefore the grandson of Freda Glynn, who was the co-founder of the Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association. So this is Alice Springs through and through, and that's what's beautiful about it. It's got that really nice Indigenous yet suburban vibe of the Northern Territory, which if you haven't been there, it is another country really, up the top end. And a place like Alice Springs, it just has a totally different vibe. So you've got Padria Jackson playing this sort of 14-year-old hoodlum, but a really lovely one who does steal from the rich, which is just your local veggie shop, basically, and gives to the poor, which is his friends and family. So, and they're just, it's not, yeah, it's just mischief. It's not sort of high crime or anything. So it's the three of them, sort of three kids just wandering around Alice Springs, raising a mild level of havoc in such a charming and funny way.
Does this new prism bring something really different to the Robin Hood tale, to the theme?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been bastardized so often in so many ways. This one, yeah, it's just nice. I think it's a very simple conceit, or there's no sort of references to Sherwood Forest or anything like that. This is a very much a just taking a sort of concept and riffing on it. It's also produced by the guys behind Bluey, which is the biggest hit in Australia at the moment. Daily Pearson,
they're on
Charlie
a run.
Aspinall. Yeah, so they're on a great run. Charming stuff. A bit blue. Some of the language is a bit fruity, but so for if you're showing your own 13-year-old, although they're used to everything now these days, but I'd be a bit wary. But it was just delightful. And if you haven't been to the Northern Territory, I think this gives you a really good sense of the laconic, sort of sad at times nature of a place like Alice Springs.
I noticed it has already been up on SBS on demand
just for a few days. Yep.
So where do they imagine people watching this? At home, or is this a sort of commute watch?
I don't know. This is the big mystery of streaming. No one will really tell you where people are watching stuff. It's clear people are watching things on the bus or in their pods at lunchtime, at work, all over the place. And then there's the traditional streaming through the TV. I mean, people are streaming phones through their TV. So
so basically we're watching these during phone conferences.
Yes, there's a bit of that. It's fascinating actually watching people use the use of phones for stuff. So I got onto a plane the other day and next to me was some guy watching the Europa League final, streaming it as we were sort of and hoping it had finished before we took off. You know, it's just such a mobile thing now, television, that I don't think the broadcast networks really care. But they are talking more and more about their broadcast video on demand numbers, which are growing. But, I mean, the mass audience is still on TV at night, but the numbers for all the other streaming services and other locations, which aren't really trapped that well in research, they're growing dramatically.
Also this week, the Australian comedy Squinters returns. Remind us what that is about.
So Squinters is the colloquial term for people who drive into the sun in the morning on the way to work and drive into the sun on the way home out west at night. And this is a nice little comedy with quite a good pedigree as well. Lots of Adam Zwar as a co-creator, Trent O'Donnell, who's done Review with Miles Barlow and No Activity and a couple of other things. And the simple premise is, and they've sort of painted themselves into a corner in a way, it's a cheap, we get two people in a car and we just shoot them as characters talking away. And so they just bring in these comedians who riff, do a day's work, and they get a series out of them. So they've brought back Sam Simmons from the last series, who I loved as a character, and I will watch in this one. He's very funny in the first couple of episodes. But they've brought in a lot of new comedians, actually. Anne Edmonds, Mandy McElhinney, Claudia O'Doherty, and Christian Schaal, the American from 30 Rock, who they taped overseas. So this format's so easy now. You can just sort of mic up and shoot a car anywhere and just insert it. I mean, they pretend they're in Australia, but she shot it overseas. So it's very funny, simple format. And I think it's a bit funnier than the first series. I think they've got some of the characters that didn't quite work in the last have gone, and they've kept the strong ones, and there's some good new dynamics. So that's on Wednesday nights on the ABC.
What else should we look out for this week?
If you're looking for something to binge from Europe, Moscow Noir is the new one on SBS On Demand, a Swedish-Russian mystery, crime mystery. The big one, the big doco, if you miss The Planets on the ABC, that continues, and I recommend that. But the other one on Monday nights on SBS is Chasing the Moon, a six-part doco series about the Apollo moon landing. And for the lovies out there, including me, the Helpman Awards are on 8 o'clock on Monday night on ABC Comedy.
Hosted by Susie Youssef?
I think so. And it'll be an interesting one because there's no sort of runaway hits this year. So I'll be intrigued to see who wins, particularly in theatre.
Michael, have a good day.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michael Bodie is our regular TV correspondent.